boys once again had a few more kids in the varsity division. They're in a very tough invite at Holdridge, and hey, good results. Kids did pretty well, didn't they?
They did do pretty well. You know, for a lot of our guys that wrestled on Saturday, a lot of them were freshmen and sophomores, and they hadn't wrestled a lot of varsity action. This was the first time that they had wrestled in a varsity meet, and there were some good teams there, and the way that they run their tournament is a scramble bracket, so kids get, you know, four or five matches throughout the day, which is good for our guys. They need to be on the mat as much as possible this time of year, but because it was a lot of our guys' first time on the varsity mat, they didn't get very favorable draws in their brackets, and so their first couple of rounds, they were going up against some of the better kids in their bracket, and so we told them before the tournament started that they just needed to weather the storm and fight through the first couple of rounds, because those were going to be some of their tougher matches. And if they kept a positive attitude and kept fighting throughout the day, you know, the wins were going to come for them towards the end. And I was very pleased with how our guys performed from top to bottom. They fought hard in every match. You know, they didn't just go out there and roll over. They fought for the full 6 minutes, and that's pleasing to see as a coach. You know, that's a good positive that even your underclassmen and your less experienced guys, you know, they're fighters, and they're not going to give up out there no matter who they're going up against. And, you know, by the end of the day, a lot of those guys that hadn't wrestled a lot of varsity, they did pick up a couple of wins. And some of them even finished the day with winning records. And so that's good to see as well, to see those freshmen and sophomores being able to compete at the varsity level, because we're going to, you know, depend on them throughout the rest of the year. And they're only going to get better. And so that was good to see. Some highlights on the day. Canyon Hosick at 160 pounds got second place. Wrestled a returning state medalist from Columbus Lakeview, which happens to be a district team this year. Lost a close match in the finals, 7-4, but we were really pleased with how he wrestled on the day. Beat a pretty good kid from Broken Bow in the semifinals, ended up pinning him, and so that was good to see for Canyon. You know, he's wrestling at a pretty high level right now throughout the season, and you know he's only going to get better as the season goes on. Some other placers for us: 182 pounds. Keegan Reese got fourth place on the day. You know, he's another one that missed last year because of injury, and so he's back out on the mat this year. And every time he goes out there on the mat, he just gets better and better. And you know, he fights hard in every match, and it's paying off for him. He's almost got a 500 record, and, you know, he's doing good things for the team. Then we had a couple of freshmen. Trent Riley wrestled 132 pounds on Saturday, and he got fourth place on the day. And, you know, that's not easy to do as a freshman. And, you know, to go out there and place in the top four out of nine teams in your bracket, you know, he's a fighter. He wrestles hard, doing some good things out there, and, he's going to get better as the season goes on. Another guy that placed high for us on Saturday was another freshman, Tristan Campbell. He went 3-2 on the day, got third place overall in his bracket, lost a tough match in his first round against the returning state medalist from Minden, who's also a district team this year. He lost 8-3 in that match, but I think he kind of scared the kid from Minden. You know, Tristan went out there with a record of 0-0, thinking, you know, that this was just another freshman and he was going to roll him up and pin him right away. And he found himself in a dogfight, and I think it kind of opened the eyes of that kid from Minden. And then he also had another tough match against a kid from Wayne, who was a returning state qualifier. He ended up losing that match as well, but fought hard till the end, and then finished off his day for third place, beating a pretty good kid from Broken Bow, ended up pinning him. And so Tristan, he's a pretty seasoned wrestler. Even though he's just a freshman, he's wrestled a lot growing up through the club. And, you know, he's a wrestler, a kid that's going to turn a lot of heads this year as a freshman. He's going to do some good things for us, and it was good to see him out there on the varsity mat for the first time on Saturday. Another freshman that wrestled pretty well on Saturday at heavyweight, ended up going 3-2 on the day and placed fifth, was Spencer Steinbeck. And, you know, it's not easy being a freshman wrestling heavyweight. He only weighs about 230 on a good day, and he's going up against some guys, you know, that weigh 250 pounds plus. And, you know, he takes his lumps in some of the matches. He did that on Saturday in the first two rounds, wrestling a couple of the top guys in the state. But he fought through that and finished his day with three wins as well. And so he finished the day on 3-2, and we're really pleased with how he performed on Saturday. And so, you know, up and down the lineup, you know, everybody, like I said, wrestled hard, you know, they're only going to get better. It's still early on in the season, and, you know, we feel pretty good about where we're at going into this weekend, heading to Valentine.
I know you're pretty bummed, I'm sure, with the, you know, last week of the Cozad duels, they had weather that day. Any chance you're going to make up that duel?
Yes, that duel did get rescheduled for January 10th. And even though we were disappointed we didn't get to wrestle on Thursday, it's actually probably going to be a benefit for us, because we're hoping that in January we have a little bit more of a solid lineup. We're going to be able to fill a few more of our holes that we have in our lineup right now with guys coming back from injury. And so we're hoping that on January 10th, we put together a pretty, you know, solid dual team, and we hope that it's going to be a much more competitive duel on January 10th than what it would have been last Thursday. And so we're actually pretty pleased that we're able to reschedule it and the date that it's been rescheduled for.
Coach, as you touched on going to Valentine, you've always said this is one of the toughest, if not the toughest, tournament. It's 2 days up there and some awfully good wrestlers you're going to have a chance to compete against for 2 days.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the tournaments that, you know, we circle on our calendar every year. It's one of the tournaments that our kids look forward to. The ones that haven't been to it, they've heard stories, you know, of, you know, the environment, the atmosphere, and the competition up there. And this year is no different. A lot of the top teams in Class B and Class C and South Dakota are all going to be there. It's going to be, you know, 2 days of dogfighting. You know, you're going to have to scratch claw to get every win you can up there. And, you know, we're going to be taking, you know, some of our younger guys, and we think that, you know, that this group, they'll benefit from that experience and being in that atmosphere. It's only going to benefit them down the road in big tournaments and big matches. But, you know, they're going to have to be mentally ready to go because it is a two-day grind, and you're going to have teams like Broken Bow and Valentine and David City that are, you know, some of the top teams in Class C. And then Winter South Dakota is always one of the top teams in South Dakota. They're going to be there. And then you throw in, you know, the Class B schools that are there as well. And, you know, to place in the top six at the Valentine tournament, that says something, and that's a way to make a name for yourself going on into the second half of the season. And so we plan on taking, you know, nine guys again, and, you know, hopefully they all go up there and have some success and learn from it.